From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, 1,400 others injured. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the UN. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
The Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting is underway for the presidential runoff election. The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Camara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. Syrian state media says a faction of rebels besieged in eastern Ghouta has agreed to depart for northern Syria. The Sana'a news agency says the rebel fighters have started to leave the town of Douma. This city is the last town still held by rebels in the northeastern suburbs of Damascus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. After announcing last week that it is about time for the U.S. to remove its forces from Syria, there are more indications now President Trump is trying to make that happen. Reuters' Matthew Lortunda reports.
Reuters understands that Trump has been asking his staff openly about why the U.S. should remain in Syria while Islamic State's presence is rapidly diminishing. It's been estimated that IS has lost about 98% of their former territory in the region. But an early exit is likely to put Trump at odds with the Pentagon, which has warned that the militants could recover ground quickly if the U.S. pulls out before the land is stabilized. It could also conflict with his incoming and hawkish new national security advisor, John Bolton, after predecessor H.R. McMaster was recently shown the door. Administration officials say the White House has already ordered a halt to $200 million in funds slated in recovery efforts for Syria.
Reuters' Matthew Lortunda reporting. Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. It is the holiest day of the Christian calendar. Thousands of the faithful have gathered in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Francis deliver the annual Easter address. A massive fire hit a World Food Program facility in Yemen. The fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. Due to tensions between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and a Saudi-led coalition supporting the government, the people of Yemen are in desperate need of food and other aid. At least 10 people are dead after a building collapsed in central India. The reason for its collapse was not immediately known. According to local news reports, the building collapsed after a heavy vehicle rammed into it. A former professional basketball player led a rally in the U.S. city of Sacramento, California, calling for police accountability in the wake of the March 18th police killing of Stephen Clark, an unarmed African-American man. Matt Barnes is also a native of Sacramento.
These people out here are supposed to be protecting and serving, and they're playing judge, jury, and executioner, and that's not right.
Saturday's demonstration in Sacramento followed a mostly peaceful march Friday by hundreds of protesters, hours after an independent autopsy found that Clark, who was 22, was hit in the back by 6 of the 8 bullets that struck him, contradicting police testimony. Clark was shot dead by police responding to a nighttime phone call about a man breaking into cars and houses. Officers say they fired on Clark because they thought he had a gun, but no gun was found on Clark's body. For all the news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app at VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.